Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you this great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know the power of God, how that Jesus can transform your life, translate you, make you a child of God, cause you to live in this world with power over the devil. Praise God. I'm telling you, put the enemy under your feet. We have a powerful ministry that goes into the jails and prisons to bring the gospel to those that's incarcerated. And also, on radio, we can reach those of you that's out there in the free world to let you know Jesus can deliver you from the prison house of sin. Praise God. Yes, our ministry sent Bibles, other religious material to prisoners all across the United States and even outside the United States in India. Praise God. Our goal is to spread the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. Amen. To let you know Jesus can deliver you from the life of sin and crime and make you productive people in society. Praise God. We have a powerful message here on the broadcast entitled, To Live a Life to Please God. Amen. We're planning on wrapping it up on today, but we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast on this radio station. At the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Sister Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time to live a life to please God. And how do we please God? By living in holiness. And as we said in St. Matthew 5:48, Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven, which is perfect." Now, I preach the Bible. I'm not here for debate. As Jesus told Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, it's hard for you to fight against the prick. It's hard for people to fight against the almighty, powerful God. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." So there's no need to debate that. Obey it. The blood of Jesus will wash you, clean you up, and make you so you can be able to live holy in a sinful world. Amen. Because you can't go to heaven with sin in your life. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said in 1 John 3:9, "Whosoever born of God does not commit sin. For the seed, which is the word of God, remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God." Let you know, when you are boned by the power of God, the devil goes out. Every bit of the devil goes out. Amen. And God takes the whole house. Jesus Christ fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. Because God is a jealous God. He won't share you not one minute with the devil. Amen. Praise God. We live a life to please God. Serve him with all your heart, your soul, your might, your strength. Praise God. Amen. Let these lukewarm churches alone. Get into a fire hot church. One that got victory, that's preaching holiness, like I preach here on the broadcast. The preacher is living holy. Amen. Praise God. Then you can, amen, receive what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's too many hypocrites out there. Folk talking about they saved and falling down in sin and having them weak testimonies and them weak songs. Talking about we fall down, get back up. A saint ain't nothing but a sinner that fell down, get back up. Time out for that foolishness. It's time to live holy, because Jesus Christ coming for a holy church. Because the wise virgins in the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, they had oil with their vessel. Therefore, they went into the marriage. But the foolish, their light went out because they didn't have it. Glory to God. And there's a lot of Christians, they go lukewarm. Therefore, they're cooling off. They're backsliding because they don't have it. Praise God. Amen. The preacher being a child molester, he don't have it. Glory to God. Amen. When the Lord save you, when the Lord deliver you, he'll make you real. You will live holy. Glory to God. Amen. You don't be guilty of adultery. You don't be guilty of fornication. You don't be guilty of being a child molester. You don't be guilty of stealing the church money. Praise God. But you will live holy. I don't have no skeletons in the closet. Because the Lord saved me. He called me to live holy. When Jesus comes in your soul, you have a testimony of victory over the devil. Victory over sin. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to 1 John 4:17, said Velvet. Let's see what the Bible says.
1 John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
You see what that Bible said? We have boldness in the day of judgment. There are so many Christians talking about, I'm not worthy because of sin. You will not have no boldness. You're ashamed because of sin. But when the Lord Savior, he'll take the shameness away. He'll take the unworthiness away and make you worthy to stand before God. Because your love has been made perfect. Jesus Christ is perfected in you. You are clean through the word. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. The Holy Ghost dwells in your soul and makes you worthy to stand before God. You don't have nothing to hide because you're living holy. You're living right. Glory to God. Amen. That's why Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but you're walking after the Spirit, because the Holy Ghost dwells in your soul. And when the Holy Ghost comes in you, it will lead you and guide you into all truth. He'll preserve you and keep you clean in a filthy world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can be like Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Revelation 3:1, said Velvet. What did the Bible say?
Revelation 3:1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis, write these things, said the Lord. Has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy work perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. Thou hast a few names, even and such which have not defiled their garment, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? The Lord is looking. He's watching. If people are being a hypocrite, the Lord is not pleased when you're saying you're a child of God and got skeletons in the closet, got sin in the closet. It's time to clean the house out. It's time to be real for God, because you can't go to heaven being a hypocrite. All the hypocrites are going to be cast into the lake of fire, but we need to be saved. We need to be real for God. And when you live a life to please God, he will make you real. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord knows who's real. Praise the Lord. When you're real, you'll live right before God's eyes. Not the preacher's eyes, not your friend's eyes, but Jesus' eyes, but God's eyes. It's time to live right before God's eyes that sees you and watches you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to live a life to please God. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith as we wrap the message up. Praise God. It's a fire hot message, this Velvet. It's strong.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. It's time to live holy.
Yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word all this month. We've been talking about living a life to please you. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Lord, I want you to blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize them and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, go into them jails and prisons. Let revival break out in there. Lord, amen. Go into them, amen, churches. Let revival break out in there. Lord, bless the people out there in the free world. Save the unsaved. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my wonderful companion, beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. God is faithful. He will keep his word. The song said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tell me so. He loves each and every one of us, because we are worth fighting for. That's why he gave up his life for us, so that we can have freedom, we can have peace, we can have love, we can have joy, and we can be able to reign with him, hallelujah. So if you believe that prayer, the Ella Holmes has prayed, I mean, you got your deliverance. You have started a new journey, a new chapter in your life, hallelujah. Or if you have been down, you've been revived and been restored, and you've been redeemed, hallelujah, and you received that prayer and death deliverance. Because God can do anything but fail, hallelujah. So we invite you to write our ministry and tell us how God has been blessing you so we can rejoice along with you, because he is worthy of all the honor and worthy of all the praise and all the glory, hallelujah. So that those that are behind prison bars, write us, because we love you. We care about you. You are important to Jesus and you are important to us. Those are in the free world, we want to encourage you to also to write, continue to pray for us, continue to write and support our ministry, and we will pray for you. You just all let us know, and because we care about you also, because God has no respect of person. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too, but most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what you think, how you feel, how you analyze, whatsoever God has promised, he will perform. He is a God that will not lie. He will keep his word. So believe and trust in him. And may God bless you.
We so do love you. And pray for Seville. I do ministry going to jails and prison. We will pray for you. Tonight's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Seville, saying that
if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.